What's the score? On Beat 102-103.
On today's feature, we speak to two athletes who play at the top level in their respective sports. Waterford hurler Noel Connors and Wexford Camogie star Ciara Storey. In 2015, Ciara was diagnosed with MS. It didn't stop her playing for her club or county, however. She lined out in every game and was taken off in only one. In her own words, that wasn't because of the MS, it was just a bad day at the office. The Owlert, the Bala clubwoman, has incredible positivity. She's extremely bubbly and has a complete lack of self-pity over the diagnosis that hit her completely out of the blue. I asked Ciara about getting the diagnosis and how it tested her mentally.
The shock of it at the time, you know, you're not really know what you're thinking, you don't really know how you feel about it. You're kind of looking into research about it, you know, because I didn't know too much about it at the time, and really most of the stories that you read are all the kind of bad stories and to know how bad things are going to be, so it wouldn't really kind of be giving you much hope. So you kind of have to be a little bit mentally strong, I suppose. Talking about it is kind of the easiest thing to do, asking questions, and kind of your family and your support then, it's what you kind of needed most.
Ciara told me how she keeps the positivity.
I suppose you kind of just have to look at the good side of it. Like, if you keep looking at the bad side to everything, you're always going to be going around in a bad humour. There's a lot of bad things happening to everybody, but I think you need to just look on the positive side. There's worse things in the world that could have happened to me. Like, there's a lot of people worse off than me. So I think, right at the moment, I'm good, I'm feeling good, and I need to just keep going that way, and feeling positive helps me.
Playing with Owlert de Bala, she knows mainly success. Has this benefited her more than if she came from a not-so-successful club?
Like, I'm lucky that where I'm from, we grew up, like, we trained so hard. We had, like, Una and Mary's mother, Margaret Lacey, over since she trained us the whole way up. And we won a lot when we were younger. We trained hard, but we did win a lot. And I think if I maybe hadn't come from such a successful club, I mightn't have been in the county final. I wouldn't have had that to look forward to. I wouldn't have had that drive. And I think, yeah, it really, really has benefited me.
Waterford man Noel Connors knows many who've suffered with their mental health.
Yeah, a lot of them have kind of been publicised, and in the last number of years there's been more and more high profile players and individuals come out and, you know, discussed, I suppose, where they've been and, you know, I suppose their darker moments. And I think there is a kind of a public perception out there that because you're playing at intercounty level that you're nearly... I suppose, dehumanised in a sense that you're kind of like a robotic. I suppose a cyborg is probably the most appropriate kind of comparison, if you want to use that.
Is it any easier for an intercounty athlete to deal with their mental health?
We are players and we are individuals, and listen, we have the same stresses. We deal with the same issues on a daily basis. Every other Joe Soap around the country, it's just the fact that we play in front of a couple of thousand people every so often, and we may be seen as someone that are away from the public eye, but in reality we're far from it.
Ciara has this advice for someone who may be feeling down.
I think it is, like, it's always hard to talk about it. Nobody wants to say what's wrong. You know, you always want to put the head down and go on, but I think talking to somebody about it, even if it's a stranger, calling up helplines, talking to somebody about it is definitely, and then, as I said, exercise. I know nobody, like, when you're in a bad humour, all you want to do is, like, I'm the same one day, you want to just lie in the bed, you're like, no, not getting up now this evening, that's it, I'm going to stay here. But get up, out into the fresh air, do a little bit, and you will feel 10 times better after it.
That's all from this What's the Score on Mental Health and Sport series. If you've been affected by anything in any of the features, you can contact Samaritans on 116 123.